possibly a fracture or a serious sprain. It's not clear as yet, but we do know that he will be sitting out the remainder of the season for the Indians. So that's a tough break for manager Jimmy Dykes and the Tribe. To McDougal is inside for ball one, and here's Mel.
Gill hitting 253, takes curve inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Dick Williams is in left, Bill Tuttle in center, Hank Bauer in right. Two balls, no strikes. Now the delivery, and McDougal takes the strike. 2-1. Andy Carey is at third. Jerry Lumpy short. Bob Johnson second. Norm Sebring first. Pete Daly catching. So the battery of Daly and Daly. Two balls, one strike. But Daly's pitch on the way. Swung on line down the left field line, and it's in there for a base hit. McDougal turns first. He's heading for two. Williams plays the ball into second base, but going in standing up is Gil McDougal for the double. Gil almost anticipated that pitch. He may have, or completely, instead of almost. I watched his feet, Bill.
Uh-huh.
He got dug in pretty well. Got in, you know, a little off at his hands, as if he was expecting that one. Roger Maris comes up, hitting 285. Hector Lopez to follow. McDougal's 14th double. Gilsman got a lot of extra base hits. Bud Daly's pitch to Maris swung on and missed strike one. Tried to time the pitch and apparently started not to swing, checked, and then went on with it. Shortened up at third. McDougal on second. First half, the first inning. Bud Daly again to the stretch. Here's the pitch to Maris. He bunts foul in behind the plate. Ball hit the plate and had backspin on it. Strike two, nothing in two. Rod's objective there is try to at least get Gill over to third, where he'd be in position to score on an out. A two-strike count on Maris. Bud Daly gets the sign from Pete Daly. The left-hander to the stretch, McDougal with the lead off second. Here's the pitch. Swung on as a line drive, and is caught by Sebring at first. McDougal races back to second. Maris lines out to Sebring. One away. And Hector Lopez comes up, batting 282. Second, nobody out, one man out in the first inning. The pitch to Lopez is inside the letters, ball one. One ball, no strikes. One out, one off. Pitching with the ball. Now he looks in to get the sign. Into the stretch. Gill moves off second. Now look around by the left-hander. Here's the pitch, and it's up high. Two balls, no strikes. Threw him a half-speed pitch. Nothing count on Lopez. ready. And the pitch. Low and inside. Ball three. 3-0. The White Sox got a run in the last of the fourth. Washington leading 2-1 into four innings. Kemper went in to pitch in the fifth in place of Shaw. Three balls, no strikes. And the delivery. It's in there, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. McDougal moves off second. Bud Daly ready. Checks the runner. And the pitch to Lopez is in there. Strike two. Full count. Five pitches to Hector Lopez. He's taken them all. First three were balls. The next two strikes. Working very slowly. End of the stretch, McDougal moves off second. Now look around, and then Bud Daly steps off the rubber. Hector Lopez steps out of the batter's box. Back in the hitting position. Daly back in pitching position. McDougal back off second. To stretch, you look around the runner. The 3-2 pitch is swung on, hit sharply to third, grabbed beautifully by Andy Carey. The throw to first in time. McDougal holds second. A wicked shot that Andy Carey backhanded down the line to rob Hector Lopez of a base hit. And the Yankees of a sure run. Andy Carey played that one. Magnificently. Here's Mickey Mantle batting 280. Once in a while, we use an expression about a ball being hit like a bullet. That one was. Mantle batting right-handed. Two down. And the pitch. It's outside. Ball one. Bill, I suppose that's why they often refer to third base as the hot corner.
Yeah, that's for sure, Bill.
One ball, no strikes. Bud Daly ready to work. And the pitch. Inside, ball two, 2-0. Gil McDougal opened the inning with a double, still on second base. They're two away. Record of 14-14. Delivers to Mantle. Inside. Ball four. And Mickey walks. Now coming up is Bill Scarron. Hitting 302. First and second with two away in the first inning. Bud Daly working slowly gets the sign from catcher Pete Daly. End of the stretch. McDougal moves off second. Mantle off first. The pitch and the moose takes it inside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Elston Howard on deck. Thank you. strikes. Daly all set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul back out of play. Strike one. Money one. A 1-1 count on Scarron. And it's in there, strike two, 1-2. Gil McDougal on second, Mickey Mantle on first, two away, and a 1-2 count on Scarron. Rossetti hollers up to Scarron, makes him step out. Starts back into the batter's box, and Bud Daly walks around the mound. One ball, two strikes, two away. McDougal on second, Mantle on first. A stretch by the left-hander, look around. Here's the pitch. Swung on it. Foul, tip dropped, and Moose has another crack at it. 1-2. Almost had him struck out on a low pitch. Rossetti is hauling up the plate. Johnny Rye is claiming that Bud Daly is throwing a spitter. I don't know whether he does or not. That last pitch sputtered. Daly all set, and the pitch. It's low for a ball, 2-2. That looks like his slip pitch. Two strikes. McDougal on second, Mantle on first. Two outs. Daly all set. The delivery swung on, lined off the glove, and he picked it up. Throws to first. Daly grabbed that shot, a wicked shot, and knocked his glove off his hand. The ball fell out of the glove. He went over, picked it up, and threw on to first to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on. There's a ball that actually knocked his glove off his hand. Bill Tuttle hitting 251. Ford's pitch is inside, ball one. Whitey has a record of 9-8, making his 29th appearance. And one against the A's. Here's a pitch, and it's in there. Strike one, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Forward to the windup once again, and the pitch, fastball, is bounced slowly out towards second. McDougal up for the ball, throws to first in time, and Gil fields the ball on the shortstop side of second base. He's playing Tuttle deep. Over towards second, and Fielder, the slow hopper, on the shortstop side of second base. Kubek was playing over towards the third base hole. One away, and Jerry Lumpy comes up, batting 264. Lopez in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. Forward to the windup, the pitch to the left-hand batter swung on, looping pop into short left. Here comes Lopez on fast, and the ball drops the base hit. A Texas League single to left for Jerry Lumpy. Kubek went out, Lopez in, the ball dropped between them. Now Hank Bauer comes up, hitting 263. Bauer. outside, ball one. Bauer's had five out of his last 16 for a current 313 average in that stretch of time. One on, one out in the first inning, no score. Ford checks the runner, Jerry Lumpy leading off first. Now the pitch to Bauer. It's low. Ball two, two balls, no strikes. Getting the sign from Ellie. Looks over. Here's the pitch. And it's low and inside. Ball three. 3-0. Trying to let up the curve, but missed. Three balls, no strikes. One on and one out. Now the pitch. It's outside for ball four. Bauer walks, and Lumpy moves to second. Brings to the plate Dick Williams, hitting 277. Williams. Norm Seaborn to follow. Jerry Lumpy on second, Hank Bauer on first, one out. To the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on, there's a drive to deep right. That ball is going down on the right field fence for a home run. Dick Williams hits the ball to the opposite field over the right field fence. Scoring, Lumpy and Bauer ahead of him, and it's 3-0 Kansas City. Caught that fastball, tailing away from him, and really hit it flush. And without benefit of any wind. 3-0 Kansas City. And here's Norm Siebert, batting 279. The pitch is in there, strike one. Nothing and one. Dick Williams getting his ninth homer of the year, and 49 runs batted in. Ford's next pitch, low outside, one and one. To fill and see Williams hit a ball, Dick Williams that is, to the opposite field. That far, that ball went about 390 feet. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and foul down the first baseline, strike two, one and two. Did he rock it? I don't think I've ever seen him hit a home run to the opposite field. He doesn't, as a rule, have that kind of power in that direction. Now the pitch. Sebring takes it inside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 3-0 Kansas City. It's the first inning. And the 2-2 pitch to Sebring swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. The A's have jumped on Whitey Ford in a hurry. Actually, a turning point in this inning is Jerry Lumpy's pop into short left, which normally might have been handled. The 2-2 delivery. Look out, that went behind Sebring. Full count. Whitey is trying to throw a curve. That went behind him. Norm just sat right straight down. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch. It swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. balls, two strikes. And the 3-2 pitch. It's high, ball four, and Sebrin walks. Now Eddie Lopez signals to the Yankee bullpen as Andy Carey comes up, hitting 225. Runs in and one man on. 3-0. Kansas City, first inning. Forward to the stretch. The pitch to Carey. In there for strike, curveball. Bill Stafford is going to warm up. Ford's pitch. Swung on a ground ball, hit by second. Singles to right. And the A's keep it alive. And up comes Bob Johnson, the second baseman, hitting 229. After getting the first man out, five men in a row have reached base. Three have scored. Only one hard hit ball, that was a homer. The single hit by Carey off the end of the bat, with McDougal shaded way over towards second. Gill couldn't quite get to it. Columpi's ball, a pop fly to left, normally could have been caught. So it seemed from up here. Williams' ball was really tagged. Sebrin on second, Carey on first, one out, three in. Ford's pitch, low and inside for a ball. Bob Johnson, second baseman, hitting 229. One out. Whitey looks around, checks the runners. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit to third. Poyer over to McDougal for one. Back on to first, double play. And the side's retired. Yankees 142nd double play. Three runs for Kansas City. Three hits. No Yankee errors and one man left on for the A's. At the end of the first inning, Kansas City 3 and New York nothing. The Tigers are leading Baltimore. They were leading 1-0, then to 3.5. Cash homered in the first, and Rocky Colavito just homered in the last of the fourth with one man off. That makes at least 3-0 Detroit. Bunning and Pappas. Washington leading Chicago 2-1 and the 5. Ramos for Washington. Shaw for Chicago, relieved by Kemmerer in the fifth. Allison homered in the fourth. In the National League, Milwaukee, St. Louis, 3-3 under 4.5. Fox relief, Buell in the third for the Braves. Jackson for the Cards. Moore and Hubbard in the second. Dodgers beat the Phils 2-1 in 10. Padres beat Conley. Second game, 3-1 Dodgers end of 5. Koufax and Mahaffey. Willie Davis homered in the fourth. Giants 4, Pittsburgh 1 end of 6 innings. McCormick against Mizell with Levine in relief in the 7th. Four Reds, 2 and 4.5 innings. Burwell and Perkey. Alton and Murphy homering for the Cubs. Murphy with 2 on. Colvin with 1 on for Cincinnati. The Baltimore Orioles will be at the stadium Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Ladies' Day, doubleheader on Sunday. No box seats for Friday night or Sunday, but there are box seats for Saturday. There are reserved seats for all 3 dates. Thousands of general admission seats go on sale when the gates open at 14,000 bleacher seats. Elston Howard at bat in the second inning. Takes a curveball over. Strike one. Howard hitting 252. Bud Daly, 2-3 against New York this year. Pitches swung on. Foul back out of play. Two strikes. 3-0 in favor of Kansas City. It's the first of the second. Bill Stafford continues to warm up. John. on its way. It bounces into the dirt. Ball one, one and two.
Strike.
right now in the bullpen. I think maybe to tell Stafford he's going in. Here's the pitch. And he struck at it, says Johnny Rice. Pitch was way inside. Kubek apparently tried to check his swing and fall away from the plate, but didn't. Full count. He was almost aboard. He held the bat back. Balls, two strikes, one out. Daly to the stretch, and the pitch swung on and foul back. Count remains 3-2. A full count on Tony Kubek. Boyer with a short lead. Now the pitch. And it's inside for ball four. Kubek walks. Boyer moves to second. Casey looks down to see how Stafford's doing, and now he's got a move to make. Trailing 3-0. And Bob Serve is going to come up and hit for Whitey Ford. Bob Serve hitting 250. But trailing by three. And with just a few games left on the schedule, he's got to move a little differently. Boyer on second. Kubek on first, one out, 3-0, a second inning. Pitch to serve. Swung on and fouled back. Strike one. This could, might, I don't know, might change Casey's pitching rotation now. Slightly. I think Whitey was figured for Sunday against Baltimore. Daly delivers serve, takes it low and inside. Ball one, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Boyer on second, Kubek on first. 3-0 Kansas City, first of the second. But Daly into the stretch. Now the pitch to serve. It's low, ball two, 2-1. Stafford heating up. Daly takes a little time now. Looks in, gets the sign from Pete Daly. Runners lead away from first and second. One out. Here's the pitch. Swung on foul down the right field line, out of play. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Now Bud Daly wants a new baseball to throw. He's gotten a new one, but wants still another. Makes the exchange. Again, the stretch by Bud Daly. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for ball three. Full count. Cleet Boyer on second. Tony Kubek on first. One out. First of the second. 3-0 Kansas City. City hollers, hey Bob, backs out of there, and they asked to have a look at the ball. Johnny Rice looks it over and asked the gentleman in charge of the new baseball to bring him open the game with a double. And was stranded there. Two hard smashes fielded by Carey and also by Bud Daly himself, preventing one or more runs in the inning. Gill hitting 256, two out and two on. The pitch inside, ball one. 3-0 Kansas City. Pete Daly now runs out to talk to Bud Daly. Casey trying to make a fast move here. Trailing by 3 cents, serve in, hit for four. Work out. Gil McDougal up. A 1-0 count. Boyer leads off second. Kubek off first. Two men down. Now the pitch. Right over. Strike one. Fastball. One and one. Swings and fouls it back. Strike two. One and two. Daly changing the speed. The Kansas City folks set as a goal 850,000 paid admissions this year in an effort to keep the franchise in this town, and they should go over that tonight. Needed, I think, about 2,000. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. 3-0 Kansas City in the second inning. Bud Daly to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Count remains one and two. Tried to throw the fast and fine. First, two away, the stretch. There go the runners. The pitch swung on. A bouncer hit back through the middle into center for a base hit. Here comes Boyer around third to score. Kubek goes to third. Tuttle throws into second. And it's 3-1. Maris lined out in the first inning to Siebert. Two away. Bud Daly's pitches and Raj swings and misses. Strike one. One strike. Bud Daly again ready, and the pitch swung on, grounded foul down the first baseline. Strike two, nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. A's three, Yankees one. First of the second. Kubek on third, McDougal on first. A two-strike count. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back out of play. Count remains. Two strikes. Bud Daly once more to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. For New York. One hit, there were no errors, and two men left on. At the end of an inning and a half, Kansas City 3, New York 1.
Bill Stout. Stafford, who is making his seventh appearance of the year now, since the Yankees brought him up on August 19th, with a record of 3-1. William to face the two Daly boys, then to the top of the order and Bill Tuttle. Mel?
White Sox have gone out in front of Washington, 3-2 at the end of six innings. Detroit leading Baltimore, 3-0 end of five. Pete Daly, right-hand batter. Stafford's pitch, curve, low, ball one. A's last the second. Right-hander Bill Stafford's pitch. Fastball over. Strike one. 1-1. One ball. One strike. Low ball, 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Low and inside, ball 3-1. One strike. Now the pitch. Swung on, hit down the line. Knocked down by Boyer, but he can't make a throw. Great drive. Base hit for Pete Daly. As his hard shot down the third baseline was stopped by Boyer, who dove for the ball as he attempted the backhand. Lying on the ground, the ball spurted away from him. He couldn't recover in time to make the play, but he held what normally would have been a double to a single. McDougal comes in out to talk to Stafford. And the batter now is Bud Daly. Pete Daly, singles. Bud Daly up with Bill Tuttle to follow. Stafford's pitch is bunted, and the play is to first base. Boyer tossing to McDougal. Pete Daly moves on to second, and up comes Bill Tuttle with Jerry Lumpy on deck. Howard out to talk to Stafford for a moment. Kansas City leading 3-1. It's the last of the second. Swung on, hit down the line. down by Boyer, but he can't make a throw. Great try. Base hit for Pete Daly. As his hard shot down the third baseline was stopped by Boyer, who stole for the ball as he attempted the backhand, lying on the ground. The ball spurted away from him. He couldn't recover in time to make the play, but he held what normally would have been a double to a single. McDougal comes in out of talk to Stafford. And the batter now is Bud Daly. Pete Daly singles. Bud Daly up with Bill Tuttle to follow. Stafford's pitch is bunted. The play is to first base. Boyer tossing to McDougal. Pete Daly moves on to second, and up comes Bill Tuttle with Jerry Lumpy on deck. Howard out to talk to Stafford for a moment. Kansas City leading 3-1. It's the last of the second. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Stafford to the stretch and the pitch. Low. The 1-1 count. Those White Sox are really putting on a drive ever since they beat the Yankees in the second game of that series. They haven't lost. 2 from Baltimore. 2 from Boston. And now they come from behind against Washington to go out in front 3-2, end of 6. Here's the delivery. Curve swung on and hit. Strike 2. 1-2. Ball, two strikes. Pete Daly leading away from second. One out, 3-1 New York, second inning, 3-1 Kansas City, second inning. A throw to second, and Pete Daly is back. Kansas City leading 3-1. Stafford to the stretch. The pitch to Tuttle. It bounces away, but no advance. The ball spun straight up in the air. It hit into the dirt, into the mitt, spun right straight up so that Pete Daly could not advance. A 2-2 count on Bill Tuttle. In the last of the second. Stafford to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Curve is outside for ball 3. 3-2. Eddie Lopez signals the Yankee bullpen. Pitch. Here it is. Curve is hit slowly toward third, and the ball is grabbed by Stafford. Throws to first in time on a beautiful play. No advance. Pete Daly had to hold second. The ball was hit slowly down the third baseline. Boyer is trying to hold there to protect against the runner coming over from second. Stafford ran within about 10 to 12 feet, I'd say, of third base, grabbed the ball, whirled, and threw the runner out. The batter out. Quite a play he made. Louis Arroyo starts to warm up for New York. Jerry Pompey up, single to left in the first inning. Batting 266. Bill Stafford to the stretch, the pitch to Lumpy. Fastball over, strike one. Inside, ball one, one and one. Pete Daly on second base. Jerry Lumpy, the batter. Bill Stafford's pitch is swung on and hit foul back to third, out of play into the upper deck. A 1-2 count. Baseline foul. Hit right off the end of the bat. Jerry Lumpy coming back to the plate. Pete Daly returning to second. Art Dittmar and Ray Herbert will be the pitchers tomorrow. Another night game, and the Yankees will be home against Baltimore Friday night, Saturday afternoon, doubleheader Sunday. No box seats for Friday night or Sunday. There are box seats for Saturday. There are reserved seats available for all three games. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Lumpy. Fastball outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Lopez makes the catch and the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of two innings, Kansas City, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors, 2 left on. The Yankees, 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, and 4 men left on.
Daly into the windup. The left-handed pitch is a curve in there. Strike one, 1-1. Three and the Yankees one here in the top of the third. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball in there. Strike two. Hexer takes a practice swing and Bud Daly gets the ball back from Pete Daly, the catcher. Looks like Hexer might have been guessing a little bit on that pitch and took a fastball down the middle. Made a fine backhand stop of a hard smash by Lopez in the first inning. Strike three. Daly drops the ball again, throws down a first to Sebring for the out. That's the second time that's happened tonight on a strikeout and the ball being dropped by the catcher. And that's the third strikeout for Daly. Rather, here's Mickey Mantle coming up. Mantle walked in the first inning. Daly swings into the windup. Pitch to Mantle. A curve hit on the ground. One hops to carry. Mickey hurt his knee as he tried to get out of the batter's box. And he hesitated about 2 seconds and then leapt down to first base. He's thrown out by Carey. But as Mickey hit that ball, he grabbed his right knee and didn't move for a couple of seconds. And then took a few steps down the first base line and is limping back into the dugout. Doesn't necessarily mean that Mantle will come out of there. He has had trouble with that knee all year, for the last few years, as a matter of fact. But that time, after he hit the ball, he just reached down and grabbed it. Here's the Moose. Takes a pitch inside, ball one. Two out, nobody on. Scarron smashed one back to the box that knocked Bud Daly's glove off in the first inning, but Daly was able to pick up the ball, leaving the glove on the ground and throwing him out at first base. Pitches a curve outside, ball two. Fastball swung at it, missed strike one. Two balls, one strike on Scarlett. Two out and nobody on. 3-1 the A's lead in the top of the third. On deck is Elston Howard. On a cool, crisp night in Kansas City. Fastball is high, ball three, 3-1. Daly's control got him in trouble in the second inning after walking two men. McDougal singles off Daly's glove out in the center field. Gill has the only two hits for Daly in the ballgame. A double in the first inning, a single in the second. 3-1 pitch. It's high in the air to the infield. The shortstop, Jerry Lumpy, is moving back under it in fair territory. And now in foul territory, makes the catch. At the last second, he moves across the foul line. Daly sets the Yankees down in order here in the top of the third. Nothing across the score at the end of 2.5 innings. The A's 3 and the Yankees 1.
First pitch to Bauer here in the bottom of the third, inside for ball one.
Bill?
Coaching at third, Walker Cooper at first. The 1-0 pitch is a line drive to right field. Roger Maris holding in under it and makes the catch on the run. One away. Bauer lines out to right field. Brings up Dick Williams, who homered over the right field fence, mind you, off righty for the opposite field. And down the line is 353, where Williams hit his homer about 375 feet. It went over the fence up on the bank. It's 330 down the left field line. 421 in straightaway center field here at Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. Mid-America, as it's known to the natives here in Kansas City. Stafford into the windup. The pitch to Williams. They foul at the plate. Strike one. That ball hit the plate, bounced up, and hit Williams in the leg. One, the count on Williams. On deck is Norm Seaborn. Bill Stafford on the mound for the Yankees. Here's the windup. Curve just outside. 1-1. Ready for the 1-1 delivery. Here it is. It's strike on the outside corner. That was a fastball by Stafford. One ball, two strikes. Stafford checks the sign from Howard. Here's his windup. Sidearm curve almost hit Williams. Inside, 2-2. Curveball around the letters. Stafford ready once again. 2-2 pitch. A ground ball. Stafford gets it on one hop. Flips to Scarron for the out. He almost got rid of that ball too quick. He threw while Moose was still moving to first base. They got him two away. Here's Norm Seaborn, who walked in the first inning. Two out, nobody on. 3-1 the A's lead. We're at the bottom of the third. The pitch to Seaborn is a fastball right down the middle. Strike call.
windup. Changeup is fouled back in the upper deck. Strike two. Good motion on that pitch. Had Sebring way out in front. Leans over to get the sign from Howard. Two strike pitch. Inside, ball one. McDougal's playing on the edge of the outfield grass for Stephen and in the hole between first and second. Pitch is a curve outside. Count even, 2-2. Working nice and slow and easy out on the mound. Now he's ready. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball fouled in the upper deck and back of third. Count holds it 2-2. Stafford rubs up the new ball. Ready again for the 2-2 delivery. Curve is strike three. It tipped his bat and held by Howard. Actually, Stephen tried to check his swing on a bad pitch. It tipped his bat and Howard held it for a strikeout. Stafford's first strikeout of the night, and the A's go down in order. Nothing across in the bottom of the third, and the score at the end of three full innings. Kansas City 3 and the Yankees 1. 3-1, the A's lead. Daly's pitch to Howard is a little bit high, ball one. Wind up by the left-hander. Curve is fouled at the plate, strike one, 1-1. Johnny Rice takes a look at the ball and throws it out of play. Moore has gone in for Washington in the seventh to replace Hal Woodyshek of the Senators. Well, they're all big ball games tonight. Baltimore playing Detroit. Washington at Chicago. Pitch to Howard is a little bit high. Ball two, 2-1. Daly's having trouble tonight. Looks like he might be breaking in a new catcher's glove. That's Pete Daly, the catcher. Bud Daly's out on the mound. Ball keeps popping out of his glove. The 2-1 pitch, inside ball three. 3-1. Whitey Ford is still sitting on the bench, yelling words of encouragement to his teammates. The 3-1 pitch is hit high in the air to short right field. Coming on fast, Hank Bauer moving under it. And Hank's got it for the out. One away. Cletus Boyle, who walked and scored the Yankees one run in the ball game, scored on McDougal's single, steps into the batter's box. One out, nobody on. 3-1, the A's lead. Boyer takes the curve over, strike one call. Daly quickly into the windup. Puts it up there, bit deep to left field, way back there, and that ball is over the fence for a home run. And there was Daly slipped it as he just laid it in there, and Boyer hit one over the screen. Left field, and it's a 3-2 ball game. 3 to as Boyer comes up with his 13th home run of the year and his 41st run batted in. And on August the 30th against Kansas City, Boyer homered for Bud Daly, and that was Boyer's last home run prior to this one. So it's now a 3-2 ball game. Here's Tony Kubek, who walked in the second inning. Baltimore failed to score on the top of the eighth. So it's Detroit 3, the Orioles 1, playing the bottom of the eighth. There's a curve over the outside corner to Kubek, strike one. Next pitch is inside, 1-1. One delivery is a curve inside, ball two. 2-1 on Kubek. 3-2, the A's lead in the top of the fourth. Fastball is hit to right field. Bauer moving in under it, and he's got it. A two-way. Bill Stafford, due to be the batter. Stafford, 1-for-14 is ahead, a 1 RBI, batting 071. Stafford bats him right-handed. Two out, nobody on. The pitch to Stafford is hit in the air to left center field. Both outfielders converging on it, and the center fielder trying to make the fine running play as Ian Williams almost had a collision out there in deep left center field. Stafford lays the wood to the ball. Nice running catch by Bill Tuttle. For the Yankees, they pick up one run on the homer by Cletus Boyer. No A's errors and nobody left. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings, the A's 3 and the Yankees 2.
So to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that adds pleasure to your driving and keeps your car on the go. Dodgers won the second of two, 4-1, after winning the opener 2-1. The Giants have defeated Pittsburgh tonight 6-3 behind Mike McCormick. Bill, mind up. Pitch to Carey is a curve in there, strike one call. Andy jumped back away from the curveball and it broke over. Next pitch, sidearm curve outside, 1-1. On deck, Bob Johnson, the second baseman. The 1-1 delivery, fastball line to left field. Lopez coming on. He can't get his fine rolling to the wall. Carey on at first, leading for second. And he's around second. He's going to try for third. Here's a throw in the plate.
Fired that ball in the third, but he threw it too hard and went over Boyer's head. Backed up by the pitcher. And Carey's in with a triple. The White Sox came up with 2 in the bottom of the seventh, and they now lead Washington 5-4 at the end of the seventh. Second hit off Stafford, second hit for Carey in the ballgame. Here's Bob Johnson at second base, and the Yankee infield is in. Johnson hit into a double play in the first inning. Curve over, strike one call. On deck is Pete Daly, the catcher. Here's the windup.
curve is popped foul and coming back out of play. Nothing in two to count. Howard runs out to the mound. The talk with Chapman, telling him to keep that ball low. With the infield playing in. Try and keep it on the ground or get him to strike out. Wes Dock has replaced Billy Hepp in the eighth inning for Baltimore at Detroit. Chapman wants a new baseball. And he gets it. Nothing in two on Bob Johnson. He's leading 3-2. They've got Carey at third, but nobody out. Here's the windup by Stafford. Fastball hit right back to the pitcher. Stafford holds Carey at third, throws to first for the out. Actually, Johnson checked his swing and hit a one hopper back to the mound. That's one away. And here's Pete Daly, who singled off Boyer's glove in the second inning. Wow. McDougal comes in to have a word with Stafford. Starrin and McDougal are in. Kubek is halfway at shortstop, and Boyer even with the bag at third. Daly, the right-hand hitting catcher. Pitch to Daly is a curve in there, strike one call. Stafford goes to the rod. Puts it down to the ground. Sidearm curve, low outside, ball one. One and one on Pete Daly. Carey leading off third base. Stafford ready. Curve is line to left field. Has a base hit, and it's now a 4-2 ball game. Pete Daly lines the single to left. Right on the nose. That's Daly's second hit. Third hit off Stafford, the first runoff, Bill, and the A's lead 4-2. The batter, the pitcher, Bud Daly, who sacrificed successfully in the second inning. So the A's got the run back that Boyer got for the Yankees in the top of this inning. Boyer playing in at third. Starrin holding first against Daly, looking for the possible sacrifice again. Here's the stretch. Pitch is taken for a strike. Boyer was right in on that time. Lopez has moved way in left field as his mantle is set up. Maris hasn't come in too far in right field. But Daly's not too bad a hitting pitcher. Though his average doesn't show it this year. He's batting 136. Has two doubles and five runs batted in. Pitch is high, one and one. Daly squared around a bunt. Casey tells Boyer not to come in too far. And now Boyer calls time to go over to talk with Stafford. And Pete Daly at first base takes time to change his helmet for his regular cap. One out, runner at first. Stop it, set. Daly squares run and butts. Boyer is up. He bobbles the ball up and throws to first in time to get Daly. But moving to second is Pete Daly. And Boyer had a shot at Pete Daly going into second. As he wheeled around to throw, the ball popped out of his glove, but he had plenty of time to get the pitcher. Another sacrifice from third to first. Down at second. Pete Daly with two away, and here's Bill Tuttle. Bounce to second and hit back to the box. The A's leading the Yankees 4-2 in the bottom of the fourth. Bill Tuttle wearing uniform number 13 in the batter's box. Right-hand hitter. The stretch and the pitch is a fastball on the inside corner. Strike one call. On deck, Jerry Lumbee. By Stafford. Curve outside, 1-1. McDougal is holding Pete Daly close at second base. Louis Arroyo up in the Yankee bullpen again. Louis was up once before tonight. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Curve low outside, ball 2, 2-1. Short lead off second base. Stafford sets. Fastball low inside, ball 3. 3-1 on the A's center fielder. Flying around home plate. Johnny Rice calls time. Stafford into the stretch. Fastball low, ball 4. Lawson. And with runners at first and second, that'll bring up Jerry Lumbee, who singled, scored in the first inning, 5-0 in the second. First walk given up by Stafford. Cutlet first, Pete Daly down at second. And here comes Casey Stengel out to the mound. And he's looking down towards Arroyo. And usually as Casey's walking out to the mound and takes that look down the bullpen, sees that he's pulling the pitcher, but we'll wait to see. Casey walking slowly out to the mound. Howard's out there with Chapman. He called for Arroyo. So that's all for Bill Stafford. Stafford came on in the second inning, taking over for Whitey Ford. He's pitched 2 2/3 innings, allowing 3 base hits. Walked 1, struck out 1, has allowed 1 run so far. So Pete Daly at second and Cutlet first will be his responsibility. Arroyo coming in will be pitching to the left-hand hitter, Jerry Lumbee. Louis is making his 23rd appearance of the year for the Yankees. He's won 4 and lost 1. He relieved at Cleveland while we were there, pitched 2 innings. Didn't give up any hits. He walked 3, didn't strike anybody or allow any runs. That was the game that Gerber won. So Stafford leaves the mound, making way for the 5-foot-8, 180-pound Louis Arroyo from Huntsville, Puerto Rico. He's going into the Yankee dugout. Using a lot of pitches down the line whenever he feels like they might be getting in trouble. That's been his pattern lately. He hasn't gone too far with any pitcher once they've gotten in trouble.
Three runs in the bottom of the first on a three-run homer by Dick Williams. The Yankees picked one up in the second and one in the fourth on a homer by Cletus Boyer. The A's have come back with one here in the bottom of the fourth. That's the way it stands. Kansas City 4, New York 2. And Arroyo completes his warm-up. Jerry Lumpy steps into the batter's box. Pitching from a stretch position. Pitch to Lumpy, outside, ball one. Well, the White Sox have had Mike Garcia in the eighth, and then Bauman came on to relieve Garcia in the eighth. So it looks like the Senators are doing a little damage. One-nothing pitch to Lumpy, outside, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Lumpy, two out, two on. One run in, 4-2, the A's lead. Here's a stretch by the left-hander. Pitch, strike call. That one caught the outside corner. 2-1. And Detroit defeated Baltimore 3-1 as Bunning pitched a three-hitter. Happens to lose a cash in Colavito home. And Rockies with a man on account for all the runs. Sets. Pitch is outside, ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike on Lumpy. Couple at first, Pete Daly down at second, two away. On deck is Hank Fowler. A stretch. Pitch is low outside, ball four. The bases are loaded. And up comes Hank Bauer. Bauer walked and scored in the first inning and lined out to right field in the third. And there's Eddie Lopat up again in the Yankee dugout. Wants somebody else to start throwing. Eli Gerber is getting up. Is loaded, two outs. A wind up by Arroyo. Pitch to Bauer is low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Checking the sign from Howard. Here's the windup. Pitch is low, ball two, 2-2. Hank laid off Escrugi. A bit down below his knees. On deck is Dick Williams. Two and two on Bauer. Two out, the base is loaded. Shakes off the sign. Now he's ready. 2-2 pitch. High ball three. Full count on Bauer. 3-2. Two out. Bases loaded. They'll all be running with the pitch. Bauer choked little more now. He's guarding that plate. Ready for the payoff pitch. There go the runners. Here's the windup. The pitch. Low ball four, and he forces in a run. And the A's lead 5-2. Hank Bauer walks with the bases loaded, forcing in Pete Daly from third base. The bases remain loaded, and the batter is Dick Williams, who hit a three-run homer in the first inning, and then hit back to the box in the third. Howard's out to the mound, talking with Lloyd. Arroyo, who usually has real good control, has walked the first too many faces. 5-2, the A's lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Two out, three men on. Gerber throwing down the Yankee bullpen. All right, here's the windup by Arroyo. The pitch, and it's swing and a miss, strike one. On deck is Norm Siebert. Is a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Two more runs are going to score. Bauer's gone to third. And the A's lead 7-2. Dick Williams drives in two more runs. That gives him five for the night. A single up the middle off Arroyo. Driving in Tuttle and Luffy, sending Bauer to third. And two of those runs charge to Bill Stafford. Three runs altogether charged against Stafford. That's right. Three against Ford and now one against Arroyo. The A's lead 7-2. Here's Norm Seaburn. Walked and struck out. He's the ninth man to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Seaburn is hit high in the air to short left field. Boyer's going back. Kubek back. Boyer calling for it and makes the catch in foul territory. But the A's put together a big inning, coming up with four runs on three base hits. No Yankee errors and two men left. And the score now at the end of four complete innings, Kansas City 7 and the Yankees 2. And we pause for station identification.
At 1460 on your radio dial, this is Quality Modern WOKO in Albany, New York. The correct WOKO time, 25 minutes before 12 midnight.
In the American League, Detroit beat Baltimore 3-1. That's a big blow to Baltimore's pennant hopes. Cleveland defeated the Red Sox 5-3. Washington has just tied up the White Sox 5-5, playing the bottom of the eighth inning. In the National League, the Cardinals and Milwaukee are tied 5-5, playing the bottom of the ninth inning out at St. Louis. The Dodgers took a doubleheader from the Phillies, 2-1 in the first game and 4-1 in the second game. The Giants beat the Pirates 6-3 tonight. And Cincinnati beat the Cubs 8-6. So with Bud Daly, one of the top left-handers out on the mound, having a five-run lead, the Yankees have their work cut out for them here as we get ready to go on the top of the fifth. And ready to go, take over the microphone once again, Mel Allen.
Your host for the remainder of the game, the brewers of the crisp Professor, Valentine Beer, the light beer with true lager flavor. That's what makes it the crisp Professor. Bud Daly into the windup, and the pitch to Gil McDougal swung on to fly ball. Hit into left center. Bill Tuttle moving under it and makes the catch. One down in the fifth. 7-2 in favor of Kansas City. Gil had doubled to left and singled to center previously. Was batting .258. Now Roger Maris. Lined to first and struck out. In favor of the A's, fifth inning. Bud Daly's pitch. Outside, ball one, curveball. Rod Dittmeyer will face Ray Herbert tomorrow night. Now the pitch is in there. Strike one, 1-1. Eli Gerber continuing to warm up. He looks in towards the dugout. The 1-1 pitch to Maris swung on. A fly ball into very short right. Bob Johnson, second baseman, goes out, makes the catch along the line. And there are two away. Two up and two down in the fifth inning. 7-2 Kansas City. And here's Hector Lopez, who grounded to third and struck out, batting .281. Left-hander goes to the windup, and the pitch fastball is looped, foul, and grabbed by Sebring back to first for the out. It's a soft liner, and the Yankees are quickly retired in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 4.5 innings, the score remains Kansas City 7, New York 2. On deck, and Pete Daly to follow. The Yankee Ticket Office, remember, is open 9 to 5, 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. The Midtown Ticket Office at Grand Central Station, 8:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4, on Saturday. And the 12 Weber Heilbrunner stores also offer a box seat, reserved seat, shopping convenience. Louis Arroyo's first pitch to Andy is low outside for a ball. Carey's single to right and tripled to left. 7-2, Kansas City, fifth inning. Arroyo's delivery, swung on and foul back. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Comes the next pitch, outside, ball two, 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. Balls, two strikes. Arroyo goes to the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on, loops out into short center. Mantle comes on fast and makes the catch. And he's reaching for that one. One away. And here's Bob Johnson, grounded to third into a double play and hits the box. The A's beat the White Sox last week, two games. Played the Orioles only one. The Orioles beat them that one. The A's leading the Yankees 7-2 here in the last half of the fifth. Arroyo's pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Left-hander to the windup, and the next pitch is swung on and fouled back behind the plate. Strike two, nothing in two.
balls, two strikes. Nobody aboard, one out. The two-strike pitch to Johnson. Swung on, and a hard grounder hits the second. McDougald up with it, throws over to Scourin in time. And they're two away. Two up and two down in the fifth inning. Catcher Pete Bailey comes up. He's had two singles. The right-hand batter. Arroyo's first pitch on the way. Ball is inside. Ball one. Whitey Ford started, if you tuned in late. He gave up three runs in the first inning. A three-run homer to Dick Williams. Stafford worked two and two-thirds innings, and Arroyo relieved him. Walked two and gave up the single. Here's the pitch. Swung on and hit foul down the right field line. Out of play. Strike. 7-2, Kansas City, fifth inning. And the 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled back. Strike two, 1-2. The Yankees are home Friday night with Baltimore. A ladies' day Saturday afternoon, doubleheader Sunday. The Washington Senators next Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon, the 20th and 21st. The 1-2 pitch. In there. All strike three. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Then to five innings of play. Kansas City, seven runs, seven hits, no errors, four left on. The Yankees, two runs, three hits, no errors, and four men left on base. So there remain only eight more playing dates at the stadium. We hope that you'll find an opportunity to come out and see some of those games as this pennant race continues to keep people's eyes popping in the fingernail biting stage. We go to the sixth inning here, 7-2 in favor of Kansas City. Mickey Mantle is first up, Scourin on deck, and Howard to follow. Mantle walked, grounded to third. Bud Daly working for the A's. The left-hander goes to the windup, and the pitch to Mantle. Curveball inside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch to Mick. Inside, ball two. 2-0. Williams in left, Tuttle in center, Bauer in right. Carey third, Lumpy short, Johnson second, Sebring first. Pete Bailey catching and Bud Daly pitching. The 2-0 offering, Mantle swings and grounds it to short. Lumpy has a big hop, throws on the first in time and is one away. Mantle's batting 279. Here's Bill Scourin, hit to the box and popped out to Lumpy. 301. Daly delivers. Scourin takes it inside. Ball one. Daly retired to the side last inning on full pitches. Here's the next one. Swung on and fouled back. Strike one. 1-1 count on the Moose. Daly with a five-run lead, seeking his 15th win of the season. The 1-1 pitch to Scourin. It's inside, ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Now the pitch, fastball swung on line down the left field line. It is curving. It stays way up into the corner. Moose rounds first and heads to second and goes into the stand-up double. that ball got all the way down the line and was curving. And it looked as if it might go to the foul side of the pole. And it landed, right in the corner upon the screen. But the screen, of course, is just an extension of the fence. They used to not have that screen up there. But they erected it, when was it, last year, I think, to cut down on some of the home runs. The distance is all right, but there's a prevailing wind moves out that way. Elston Howard at bat. The pitch swung on the guard and foul over Frank Rossetti's head. 130 feet down the line. 375 to left center, but the ball seemed to jump out of this park with no stands around the outfield to affect the balls in the sense of having wind hitting them and holding balls up. Bud Daly delivers to Howard, swings on it, ground ball hits the short. Lumpy up with it, holds Cowan at second, throws to Seaford, and Howard is retired. Two down, and up comes Cleet Poyer, who walked and homered. Scarron with 31 doubles on second base. Two away, 7-2 Kansas City, first of the sixth. Daly's the stretch. Here's the pitch to Poyer, and it's fouled off. He was taking the pitch. He hit the bat, glanced on behind the plate. A one-strike count on the third baseman. No balls, one strike. Daly gets the sign from Daly. And the pitch. Fastball misses. Ball one, 1-1. Pete Daly questions the judgment of the plate umpire. One ball, one strike. To Boyer, swings on it, lines it into left field for a base hit. Moose rounds third, comes on in to score. The throw goes to second, and Boyer retreats to first after a big turn. With a line single to left field, driving in his second run of the game, the Yankees third, 7-3. Boyer's 42nd run batted in. Now up comes Tony Kubek, who walked and flied to right. White Sox are batting in the last half of the ninth inning of a 5-5 ball game. Tony Kubek up, two away in the sixth. 7-3 Kansas City. Daly's pitch is low outside, ball one. Eli Gerber up, throwing again. If Kubek should get aboard, Casey will have pinch hitter for Arroyo. Away. The pitch to Tony, swung on, they pop up to short. Jerry Lumpy at it and makes the catch. Sides retired. One run, two hits, no errors, one left on, and at the end of 5.5 innings. Kansas City 7, New York 3. Luis Arroyo, the third Yankee pitcher. The windup and the delivery to Bud Daly. Outside, ball one. Lewis seems to be more effective against right-hand batters than he does left-hand batters. The 1-0 pitch. Inside, ball two, 2-0. Duke Moss gets up to throw now. Down. 7-3, Kansas City, sixth inning. Now the pitch, and it's low, ball three, 3-0. 3-0 pitch in there. Strike one, 3-1. The 3-1 delivery to Bud Daley. Low ball four in the pitcher walk. Arroyo issues his third pass. He came in relief in the fourth with one run in, two outs, and one on, and two on. Walked two men to force in a second run. And then gave up the base hit. It allowed the third and fourth runs to score and made fourth inning. Dick Williams hit a three-run homer in the first off fourth. Bill Tuttle steps up, grounded to second, hit to the box, and drew a walk. Batting 250. 7-3 Kansas City, sixth inning. Arroyo delivers, and the ball is taken inside, ball one. Tuttle shortens up. Just the bunt to put the pitch inside. Moves Daley to second, brings up Jerry Lumpy. Single to left, fly to left center, and walk. Batting 265. Daley moves off second, unmolested. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a bouncer hit out in the second. Dugal takes it on a big hop. Flips to Skowron to retire Lumpy. Advancing Daley to third. Bringing up Hank Bauer. He walked, line to right, and walked. Walked to the base of loaded in the fourth inning. Two away. Bud Daley on third. Kansas City leading 7-3. To the windup and the pitch to Bauer. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch on its way to Bauer. Hank swings and sends a high drive to deep left. That ball is going to be up against the wall. Clear the fence or not, it stayed inside. It's a double high off the left field wall for Hank Bauer, driving in his second run of the game. 30th run batted in this year with his 14th double. A base on balls and a double, and the A's lead 8-3. And here's Dick Williams, who has driven in 5 runs tonight. A 3-run homer in the first inning, hit to the box in the third, and single to center in the fourth with the bases loaded. 281. The pitch inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes, two outs, one in. 8-3, favor the A's. Arroyo into the stretch. Here's the pitch to Williams. Swings and misses. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Bauer leads away from second. Here's the pitch to Williams inside. Ball two, 2-1. Caught at him with a fastball. 2-1 count. Arroyo into the stretch. Bauer leads away from second. Here's the pitch. Williams swings and hits one down to the third baseline. Next to base hit. Bauer turns third, comes in to score. Williams rounds first, hits for second with a double, and drives in his sixth run of the evening. And it's 9-3 in favor of KC. Dick Williams getting his 24th double. Back-to-back two bankers by Bauer and Williams. Williams has driven in six runs, 52 for the season. And the batter now is Norm Siebert, who walked, struck out, and fouled out to third. And Luis Arroyo is being tagged. The pitch to Siebert, low outside, ball one. The A's have scored have come in after two rounds. Arroyo delivers. Upside, ball two, 2-0. Duke Maas continues to work. 9-3 in favor of Kansas City. No strikes. Arroyo's pitch is in there. Strike one, 2-1. Siebert didn't like the call, but the pitch a little low. Two balls, one strike. Dick Williams on second. Now the pitch, Sebring takes it outside for ball three. 3-1. Sebring steps out of the batter's box. And Seaburn takes it low outside, ball four. Four walks, Arroyo has issued. And now coming up is Andy Carey. Single to right, triple to left, and fly to center. Dick Williams on second. Norm Seaburn on first. Two outs, two runs in. To the stretch, runners lead away from first and second. Here's the pitch. It's in there, strike one. Nothing at one. Casey moving around that dugout. Sits a while, comes to the steps a while, exhorts the team on here and there. No balls, one strike. The pitch swung on and fouled back out of play. The White Sox and Senators have now gone 9.5 innings. Chicago's batting in the last half of the 10th inning. 5-5. No balls, two strikes. Two outs, two on, two in. 9-3 Kansas City, sixth inning. Big Williams. Second. Norm Siebert on first. Arroyo into the stretch. Runners widen their lead. The pitch to Andy Carey. Swung on, has a drive to deep left. And that ball is going to be off the wall. For Williams, here comes Siebert. He's on third. He's on the same score. And Hector Lopez allowed that ball to off the wall. Andy Carey doubles off the wall to drive in two more. And the A's are cloudy. Three doubles out of the last four batters. They lead 11-3. Carey has had a single, double, and triple. Andy driving in runs 46 and 47. The drive over the head of Lopez and left. He went right to the wall, turned around. The ball bounced, as it hit the wall, bounced by him and rolled back toward the infield. Here's Bob Johnson, grounded to third into a double play, hit to the box and grounded to second. 11-3. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. Delivery in there for a strike, one and one. Kansas City 11, New York 3. Three doubles and a walk. That two are out in this inning. Here's the pitch, swung on and foul back. A walk, a sacrifice, an infield out, two doubles, a walk, and a double. Four runs are home. The second four-run inning for the A's. Three in the first, four in the fourth, and four so far in the sixth. Arroyo to the stretch. The pitch, outside, screwball. A 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Luis Arroyo delivers, and Johnson takes it low outside for ball three. 3-2. The eighth man to bat in the thing. A's batted around in the fourth. Seven men batted in the first inning. Full count, two down. And the pitch swung on, fouled off upstairs. Count remains 3-2. Art Dittmar will pitch for New York tomorrow night. And will pitch for New York tomorrow night. And Ray Herbert for Kansas City. Arroyo's pitch outside for ball four. Johnson walks. Five walks given up by Arroyo. Five men that he's pitched to since two were away. Eight walks altogether that the A's have received. And here's Pete Bailey. Two singles, took a third strike. Andy Carey on second, Bob Johnson on first. 11-3, Kansas City. Arroyo's pitch is swung on and fouled back, strike one. To the stretch, two runners lead away. Pitch to Pete Bailey, swung on and missed. Strike two, nothing in two. Carey moves off second, Johnson off first. The two-strike pitch, swung on and fouled back upstairs. Count remains two strikes. Arroyo came on in the fourth inning with two outs. Walked two men, gave up the single. Second walk forced in a run. The single drove in two. Once again, again, the two-strike pitch to Pete Bailey. Inside and high, 1-2. Ford gave up 3 runs, Stafford 3. Arroyo so far has allowed 5. Carey on second, Johnson on first, 2 down. Now the pitch on its way. Swung on it, missed. Strike 3, and the side's retired. 4 runs for Kansas City. 3 hits. No errors, and 2 men left on. At the end of 6 innings of play, Kansas City, 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and 6 men left on. The Yankees, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 5 men left on base.
Okay, Mel, Bobby Richardson's batting for Louis Arroyo. He steps up on the ball, swings and misses, strike 1. Richardson batting 246. Duke Moss continues to loosen up in the bullpen. He'll be the next Yankee pitcher. Bud Daly ready to pitch. Low, ball 1-1-1. Eleven of 3, the A's lead. Fastball inside. Ball 2-1. One delivery is popped in the air to short left field. Dick Williams moving in under it, and he's got it for the first out. Richardson flies to left field, one away.
We will be back on side 2 to
Here's Gil McDougal, double singled and fly to center field. Here's Gil McDougal, double singled and fly to center field. Gil has 1 RBI tonight. This Boyer has the other 2 for the Yankees. Bud Daly sends in a fastball over, strike 1 call. On deck, Roger Maris. Change up outside, 1-1. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Curve line fouled on the left field line. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Gil. Daly, left-hander, looking for win number 15 on the year. He's 114 and lost 14 up for the night. Low pitch in there. Rather not in there, 2-2. What was that, slip pitch of Daly? He just flipped it up there. A 2-2 pitch. High ball 3. Sure, McDougal, 1 out, nobody on. Now the payoff pitch to Gil. High outside, ball 4. The 4th walk given up by Daly. And now while Pete Daly's talking to Bud Daly, we'll pause for station identification.
At 1460 on your radio dial, this is Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. The WOKO time, 12:15.
Roger Maris, the batter. Pitch to Raj outside, ball 1. Maris lined to first, struck out, and popped to second base. The A's are leading the Yankees here in the top of the 7th. Pitch to Maris is hit on the ground at first base. Deep and up with it goes to Luffy for 1. Throw to first. No double play. But they get the 4th play. And the White Sox fail to score in the bottom. of the 10th, so they're playing the top of the 11th inning out of Chicago. The score tied 5-5. Here's Hector Lopez, bounced to third, struck out and popped out to first base. Two out, Maris at first. Lopez's line base hit the left field. Gary Doe for that ball couldn't get it. Lopez lines a single to left. Hit number six off Bud Daly. Here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey walked, bounced to third, bounced to short. Maris at second, Lopez at first. Batting 278. Mantle talking with plate umpire Johnny Rice. Now he's in the batter's box, ready to go. Two out and two on. Pitch for Mickey is a curve outside, ball one. Outfield way back for Mickey. 1-0 pitch, curve hit in the ground, a short lumpy up with it, goes to the second baseman for the fourth on Lopez. For the Yankees in the top of the seventh, no runs, one base hit, no Kansas City errors, and two men left. The score at the end of 6.5 innings, Kansas City 11 and the Yankees 3. Your Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. The Yankees have moved Cletus Boyer to shortstop, Bobby Richardson over to third base, and Duke Moss is now the pitcher for the Yankees. Tony Kubek getting a bit of a breather. Moss will be facing Bud Daly, who led off last inning as the A's have twice sent nine men to the plate, once in the fourth inning and once in the sixth inning. Moss is making his 31st appearance of the year. He's 1-2 and lost one. Has had only one start all year. The rest have all been in relief. Last year he won 14, lost 8. Bud Daly, who will be leading off, has not been up officially. He sacrificed twice and walked once. He scored one run. Daly gets a nice round of applause from the 13,058 fans here tonight. He's been the winningest A's pitcher in the last 2 years. That's some left-handed. All right, Duke Moss on the mound. Pitch to Daly is in there, strike one call. Deck Bill Tuttle. Moss looks in for the sign. Pitches a curve line in the left center field, a base hit. Lopez is up with the ball, and Bud Daly lines a single. To left center for hit number one off Moss. And that's the 11th base hit for the A's tonight, matching the runs they have. Brings up Bill Tuttle, bounced to second, hit back to the box, walked and sacrificed. He scored once. 0 for 2 for Tuttle. Bud Daly puts on the warm-up jacket. Scarlin holding first against Daly. 11-3, the A's lead here in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch to Tuttle. He takes it high inside ball one. He's squared around to bunt that ball. Fastball is hit in the ground at second base. McDougal over to Boyer for one. Back to first. They didn't get him. The fourth play, but they did not get the double play. McDougal to Boyer gets Daly at second as Tuttle tried to go to the opposite field. Jerry Lumpy. Jerry singled, fly to left, walked, and bounced to second base. Lumpy has scored twice tonight. Dick Williams is the man that's given the Yankees trouble tonight. He has six RBIs on a homer, a single, and a double. Tuttle leads off first. The stretch by Moss. The pitch is low outside to Lumpy, ball one. Cool weather here in Kansas City. It's under 60 degrees. Pitch is a ground ball at second base. McDougal flips to Boyer for one. Back to first, double play. They got it that time. From second, a short to first. And 48 in the bottom of the seventh. No runs, one hit. No Yankee errors and nobody left. The score at the end of seven full innings. Kansas City 11 and the Yankees 3. For the pennant, whereas the other teams are more relaxed, and that's when you run into trouble. Just as the A's are doing here, they took two from the White Sox last week, and they're sure giving the Yankees trouble right now. Bill Skarin will be leading off of the Yankees here in the top of the eighth inning. Bud Daly ready to pitch to the Yankee first baseman. On deck is Elston Howard. Moose has stepped out of the box for a moment. We're ready to go. Ready to go once again, Mel Allen.
Moose takes the pitch to tie for a ball. 11-3 in favor of Kansas City in the eighth inning. Skarin has 1-for-3. Takes the fastball over four strikes. Batting 303. Skarin hit to the box, popped to short, double to left. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate out of play. 1-2. A 1-2 count. Two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul back. Count remains 1-2. Be on there again tomorrow night at 9:55. Dittmar and Herbert. The 1-2 pitch again. Knuckleball bounces away. 2-2. Fox hit a home run in the 11th inning to win the ball game for the Chicago White Sox. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, lined into left, and it is taken for the out by Dick Williams. Nellie Fox hits a home run to win it for the surging Chicago White Sox, who have not lost since the Yankees beat them last week. And they're in a position now to reduce the Yankees' lead overall to 2 games and to 3 in the loss column. And they don't have to face the contender. The Yankees and the Orioles face one another 4 times this weekend. Here's a pitch by Elston Howard, hit by Elston Howard to left field, up against the wall. Williams plays it nicely and holds it to a single.
signals off the left field fence.
Boyer walked, homered, and singled to left. Driven in two of the Yankees, three runs. Bud Daly ready, and the pitch swung on, hit foul. Back to third, Terry drifts over, and the ball's out of play. Unless the Yankees pull a Herculean rally, as it were, just two games separating the first three clubs. Nellie Fox homered off Tom Morgan in the 11th inning. The White Sox win it 6-5. They pitched to Boyer in there for a strike. Here's the delivery outside. A 1-2 count. Now the pitch outside for a ball. 2-2. Is throwing the Yankee bullpen. Early is loosening up. Hayes leading 11-3. The 2-2 pitch swung on, a ground ball hit to short. Bumpy, over to Johnson for one. Back to first, double play.
Over to Johnson for one, back to first, double play. Back
retire. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on. And it's 7.5 innings. Kansas City, 11. New York, 3. Valentine beer, the crisp refresher. That's what we like to talk about. Lightness and flavor. That's where the crisp refresher comes in. Because Valentine beer is the light beer with true lager flavor. Valentine proves the beer can be truly light and still give you the honest to goodness lager beer flavor you want. Now that's crisp refreshment, the kind you get only with Valentine beer. So pour yourself a tall, foaming glass of smooth, delicious Valentine beer, the crisp refresher. You'll enjoy Valentine, and right now's a good time. In the last half of the eighth inning, Hank Bauer scheduled leadoff with Williams and Seaborn to follow. The White Sox were sort of floundering around, and in fact, to the point where Al Lopez publicly castigated them, something that he would rarely do. And the Yankees beat in the first game of the series with the help of the White Sox setting up the situation. And the turning point came in the second game of that series when the Yankees, leading 4-1, turned around and, with some loose play, gave the White Sox the chance, and they scored late in the game, 4-run rally to win it, and they haven't lost since. They've won 6 in a row in a do-or-die situation for them, and they've closed the gap now to 2 games, 3 in the loss column, assuming that the Yankees...
Experiencing technical difficulties, kind of control, but we will resume with normal broadcasting of the baseball game in just one moment.
Triple to left, fly to center, double to left. He's had 3 for 4 and 2 runs batted in. A's 11, the Yankees 3, 8th inning. On second base. Maz's pitch. Curveball over, strike one. Duke on this road trip, he got a chance to see the Twins that arrived at his home. Pitches, fastball swung on and missed, strike two, crowded him with it, nothing and two. No balls, 2 strikes. All the ball games are over in the majors except this one. Strike count on Andy Carey, and the pitch is low and inside, ball one, 1-2. The White Sox have just 14 more games left. One with Washington at home, one with Kansas City, two with Detroit, three with Cleveland. And seven on the road for Detroit, three with Cleveland. Here's the pitch to Carey. Swung on as a drive into left field for a base hit. Bauer turns third, comes on in to score. And it's 12-3. Andy Carey singles to left for his fourth hit of the evening. His third run batted in. 4 out of 5 for Andy. 48 runs batted in. Now coming up is Bob Johnson, grounded to third to a double play, hit to the box, grounded to second, and walked. 12 hits and 12 runs for Kansas City. The pitch is in there for a strike. The walks the Yankees have given up came in to score. Here's the pitch swung on. It's lined over short into left for a base hit. Taken on the first hop by Lopez. He throws back into Boyer as Carey stops at second. 13 hits now for Kansas City. And Pete Bailey comes to bat. Two singles, two strikeouts. The Orioles have 14 games left to play. Two of them at home with Boston. 13 on the road. Two with Detroit. Four with the Yankees. Five with Washington. And two with Boston. Bailey swings and sends a fly ball into left center. Mantle moves over under it and makes the catch. Baltimore has one with Detroit left. One run. And two left on. At the end of 8 innings, Kansas City 12 runs, 13 hits, no errors, and 8 men left on base. The Yankees 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 7 men left on base. The Yankees have 7 more games left on the road. 1 here, 3 in Boston, 3 in Washington. They have 9 at home, 4 with Baltimore, 2 with Washington, and 3 with Boston. Most observers seem to think the schedule would favor Chicago. The White Sox tonight won 11 innings to win their 6th straight game. Nellie Fox homered in the 11th. 6-5, Chicago. Bauman the winner. Tom Morgan the loser, both in relief. Ramos and Shaw with the starters. Allison and Killebrew homered for Washington. Meantime, Jim Bunning beat Baltimore 3-1. Pappas the loser. Cash and Colavito homing. Colavito's 29th. Cleveland beat Boston 5-3. Newcomb the winner in relief. Brewer the loser. Stickman had started. In the National League, St. Louis beat Milwaukee in 11, 6-5. Frolio the winner. Burdett the loser. Both in relief. Buell and Jackson are the starters. Logan, Morin, and Musial homered. The Dodgers won a pair from Philadelphia, 2-1. Padres beat Conley, and 4-1. Kovacs beat Mahaffey. Willie Davis homered. San Francisco beat Pittsburgh, 6-3. McCormick beat Mizell. Clemente homered in the 7th with 1-1. Cincinnati 8, Chicago 6. Bridges the winner in relief for Perkey. Elston the loser in relief for Farwell. Altman, Murphy, Coleman, and Casco homering. Yogi Berra in the 9th inning, pinch hitting. Snyder goes to left field. Bud Daly's delivery outside for a ball. Snyder is playing left field for Kansas City in place of Williams. Berra batting for Moss takes it inside. Ball 2, 2-0. 12-3 in favor of Kansas City. Swings and grounds the next one down to first to see when he's up with it. Out runs Yogi to the bag and has one away. One down, and here's Bobby Richardson. Bobby batted for Arroyo in the 7th inning, stayed in the game, fly to left field.
Bud Daly's pitch is inside, ball one. And the next pitch, swung on, bounced over the head of the pitcher out through the middle into center for a base hit. Bill Tuttle tosses it back in to Lumpy. Richardson singles to center. Now Gil McDougal do doubled, singled, five to center and walked, two for three. Batting 257. Swung on to a fly ball into right field. Hank Bauer gets back under it and makes the catch. Two away. Now Roger Maris. Line to first, struck out, popped to second, and grounded to first. When the Yankees took off on this road trip, they were second place, a game and a half out, Baltimore leading. Chicago was third, four and a half out. Now, the White Sox are on the verge of being just two out. Rich is in there for a strike. Now the pitch to Maris, outside for a ball, one and one. The Yankees had a three-game edge on Chicago when they took off on the road trip. Here's the pitch, swung on, line to Seaver, and the ball game is over. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And the A's win it by a score of 12-3, which means that the White Sox have cut the Yankees' lead, looking at third place, to two games. And three in the loss column. When the Yankees left on this road trip, they had a four-game edge on the White Sox in the loss column. The Orioles remain in second place, one game ahead of Chicago. The Yankees 82-56, Baltimore 82-58, and Chicago 81-59. Boy, it's just touch and go, isn't it? Well, Hope, why don't you just have a little touch and then we'll go. A little touch of that Christmas pressure balance. How about that, Bill?
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Okay. Kansas City for the Yankees. Three runs, eight hits, no errors, and eight men left. The winning pitcher, Bud Daly, was 1-15 and lost 14. The loser, Whitey Ford, who started, went just one inning. His record, nine wins, nine defeats. Dick Williams was the big gun for Kansas City tonight with a homer, a single, and a double, and six runs batted in. Hank Bauer with a double and three walks at two RBIs. Andy Carey with four base hits, two singles, a double, and a triple, had three runs batted in. For the Yankees, Cletus Boyer with a home run and a single had two RBIs. McDougal had the other one. And that wraps it up. We'll be back again tomorrow night when the Yankees meet the A's. We'll be on the air at 9:55 p.m. Same station. Well, that winds up another Valentine baseball broadcast. For now, this is Bill Creasy saying that's all from the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.